Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I did want to let you know straight out of the gate that today's episode is going to be a teaching episode, meaning that I'm going to just fill you in with a lot of details and learning how to read playing cards. So there's going to be not only just a lot of detail, but it's going to get a little monotonous and tedious unless you really want to learn. So I just wanted to kind of preface this conversation with the fact that, yes, I'm going to be going into detail and address every single card of every single suit in the standard 52 card playing deck. So if you're not interested, then I would advise you not listen to this episode because it is going to be very specific. My overall goal is to teach you how to read playing cards, to give yourself a reading and to give others readings utilizing the standard 52 card pack. Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. As I told you, this is definitely going to be a teaching episode. I have people reaching out to me, asking me to teach them to do a number of things, some of the things I already know how to do and some of the things I don't. So obviously, can't do everything, but I do know how to read cards. If there's one thing I can do. So if you are interested in the tarot and you feel like it's super overwhelming given the number of cards and all the symbols and the numerology and the colors, etc., and you want to read cards, but you don't know that you want to read the tarot specifically for whatever reason, then I highly suggest you take a look at playing cards. Many years ago, I went to get a reading my first time going to Arizona, and I had asked about my love life, which, again, I think that was my first reading, but this was probably, I'm just going to say 10 years ago. And the lady used the tarot, but she also used playing cards. And I was quite interested because I'd never seen that before or never heard of that. And occasionally, when I'm doing a reading for myself, or yes, when I'm in the shower, as strange as this sounds, I'm looking up and all of a sudden I will just see a playing card out of left field and I'll know what the message is from my guides. I do think that if you are interested in really learning how to read the tarot, the 52 card pack, the standard pack that we all use for playing cards, is a really great way to start. But also, if you already read the tarot, you can read the playing cards very, very easily. I did want to give you just a little bit of information about cartomancy. Now, cartomancy is really utilizing playing cards and conducting or performing fortune telling, for lack of a better word, to interpret the messages. And the earliest records of playing cards in Europe dates to the 14th century. Now, playing cards have been through many incarnations. Some variations in Germanic countries at the time, meaning the late 14th century through the 15th century, they included various types of suits before they landed on the suits that we use today. Those suits include leaves, roses, which I love that idea, bells, acorns were quite common, tiles, and even pikes. Obviously, these eventually evolved into the most common type of playing cards that are found in the standard 52 card pack, which is what we're going to be referring to today. If you want to learn and you have your playing card deck with you, I suggest you go ahead and take them out, separate them into suits, and then put the court cards to the side. I will be addressing the court cards, but they will be the very last things that I address. Now let's break down this deck into suits. We have hearts, spades, diamonds, and clubs. I think we all know the playing cards quite well from playing all sorts of games growing up. I'm going to give you the tarot correspondence of each suit. Especially if you are reading the tarot, this is super helpful. But if not, this will help you. So the suit of hearts corresponds to cups in the tarot. The suit of spades corresponds to swords. The suit of diamonds corresponds to pentacles. And the suit of clubs corresponds to the wands. Another additional piece of information that I think is really going to help is to know what element corresponds to the suits. So the element of water corresponds to hearts. Water is all about your emotions, your feelings. Usually has to deal with all matters of the heart, but also your family. The element of air is associated with the suit of spades. And air is all about your thoughts. It's about communication, but it also can be about justice and destiny. The element of earth is associated with the diamonds. And this is all about, you got it, money, prosperity, abundance, and I would say also work. And the clubs are associated with the element of fire. And this means that through this suit, you're going to see a lot of action that needs to be taken. There is also, it also means creativity, luck, the ability to bring about wealth, etc. So that's just a little bit of information for us to get started. Now, we are first going to tackle the suit of hearts. So if you have your deck in front of you, go ahead and pull out all the hearts with the exception of the court cards. Now, again, and I'm sure this is probably very easy. The hearts have to deal with love, emotions, romance, marriage, even divorce, friendships, something, you know, any type of relationship with a companion, just all matters of the heart. The planet that's associated with the suit of hearts is Venus. If you're an astrologer, this will add another layer of depth to your readings. Again, the tarot suit that's equivalent is the cups. And the section of medieval society that this suit is associated with is the clergy. So let's get started and look at the ace of hearts. So aces, all of the aces, regardless of the suit, they have to do with new beginnings. The aces are, they're positive. It's bringing something new into your life. And in this case, they're matters of the heart. So it's the birth of a new relationship of some sort. It could be a new friendship, actually. It could be a new romantic relationship, a new love that's going to be brought into your life. But really, it's a new emotional relationship and experience that you are about to have. Again, remember, the hearts are about water. If you know, if you can make that association in your head, then you know they all have to do with, when I say all, the aces all the way through the 10 have to do with love. They have to do with an emotional experience. All right, now we're going to move on to the Two of Hearts. Now, if you're familiar with numerology, and if you're not, you can go back and listen to a previous episode or look this up online. It's everywhere, easy to find. But the twos usually indicate a balance of some sort. They indicate cooperation. In this case, for the Two of Hearts, they specifically mean that there is going to be a balance in this relationship. There is mutual respect between these individuals, and there is equal give and take. So again, it's a very favorable card and one that you would want to get if you are just starting a good relationship or a new relationship with someone, so everything's not so one-sided as sometimes we find ourselves in these types of relationships. Now, the other thing I want to say about twos, even though they are about balance and harmony, they can also be about choices. If you know anything about the tarot, then you know that a lot of the twos have to deal with making decisions. So sometimes the Two of Hearts can be about having to make a decision about a relationship that you're in or deciding whether or not you still want to be in it. All right, we are going to move now to the Three of Hearts. Now, threes usually are about creativity and celebration. There is a darker side to the Three of Hearts, which I'll touch on in a minute. And I also want to tell you guys, sometimes when we do readings for ourselves, we just pull one card. Great. If it's unclear, please pull two other cards. Many of people that I know who read cards will call me up and say, hey, I pulled this one card. What do you think it means? I don't even know the question, and I don't even know how you interpret cards, right? So having a larger spread can add another layer of depth, and it's super helpful to understand. Back to the threes. The threes are about really self-expression or creative expression, and you'll find that in your relationship as well. So there is a celebration there, but there's a lot of creativity being born from both people. The downside or the darker side of the threes can signal the fact that you are going to have in this relationship a tough emotional experience. The threes can signal that three is a crowd. Not fun, I know, but it can indicate that there is another person that is meddling in the relationship or that somebody is deceiving, you know, the other person in the relationship. All right, we are going to now move to fours, and fours usually indicate, in numerology, stability, building a solid foundation. The other side to fours in numerology, they can have multiple meanings, okay? So the four, yes, usually indicates stability, building a solid foundation, but sometimes they can indicate the need to go within. Because even though you built your solid foundation and you feel stable, sometimes the monotony that comes from that makes you feel a sense of being stuck, like there's inertia. Sometimes it's like we succeed at something and then we have that success and then we just sit around with that success and we consistently just work on that, what we just created. And it becomes kind of predictable, right? So we're like, okay, I've reached this pinnacle and now that I'm here and I built all this for myself, that's great, but now what? And there can be that feeling of no forward movement after you've already kind of succeeded to the highest heights in your mind, right? So the fours can sometimes signal inertia and the need to go within for understanding. And that can happen in relationships where you start to feel very comfortable with the other person, or both you guys kind of feel comfortable. And then you kind of need to go within if you feel stuck, if you feel bored. I hate to use that word, but it happens. If you feel like, if you start questioning whether or not this is the relationship for you, if you feel no growth on both, for both parties, that's probably the best way to put it. Okay, let's move to the Five of Hearts. Now, fives to me are hard because they bring about challenges. Anytime you have a five in your chart, in your numerology chart, anytime you start to see fives everywhere from your guides, know that change is coming and it's coming through hardship. Fives usually signal some type of major challenge. And that also relates to the Five of Hearts. So there's going to be some sort of difficult challenge in this relationship that forces change. Now, what does the outcome look like? I don't know. It's specific to your relationship, but it can usually indicate that there is some sort of loss or regret. Let's move to the sixes. The sixes are interesting because usually the sixes are about, you know, the caretakers, the nurturers, but which it can apply to in this case. So there are variations of meanings of the Six of Hearts. So I'm going to go through all of them. Number one, they can be about reflecting on the past, reflecting on the good times of your relationship, looking at all the good situations or experiences you've had with that person, right? Going through all of the good old memories. The other meaning of the Six of Hearts can mean that actually there could be a relationship with someone that you knew when you were younger. Okay, so let's say, just as an example, you pulled the Ace of Hearts and then you pulled the Six of Hearts. It would mean that somebody new is coming into your life, or excuse me, a new relationship is coming into your life with someone that you knew when you were younger, whether it's high school or middle school or what have you. So that's just an example of the Six of Hearts. The other meaning, and yes, there is another one for the Six of Hearts, can indicate that there is one of you in the relationship that's a caretaker, that's the nurturer, which is great. You know, you need to have that person in a relationship, but if there's only one of you and the other person isn't, it could actually signal that there is an imbalance in that relationship, that one person is give, is the one that's always helping. And then that's what you kind of need to take a look at. Okay, so let's go to the Seven of Hearts. Now, sevens I don't like, because sevens are hard. You would think that the lucky number seven or the mystic number seven would have more of a positive meaning associated with it. But usually, when you're reading tarot, or even when you're reading these suits in particular, the sevens have to do with deception, betrayal. Not a good card to get when it comes to the Seven of Hearts. They also can indicate having some sort of doubt. Like if you have, if you aren't trusting the other person, if there are trust issues in the relationship, you'll probably pull the Seven of Hearts. All right. The Eights are interesting because Eights usually have to do with movement or commitment or dedication, and it can signal that, okay, there's about to be some sort of commitment, which, you know, for some of us means woohoo, success, right, in a relationship. But there's some sort of commitment there that's about to come about if you have the Eight of Hearts. All right. Now, if we look at the Nine of Hearts, Nines usually can indicate some sort of completion, or at least you're on the cusp of completing something. This is usually a very good card to get. So the Nine of Hearts could be like your wishes are being fulfilled, all your dreams are being fulfilled when it comes to that relationship, whether it's bringing forth a relationship where everything that you've wanted to have in a partner is coming to play for the most part. We never always get everything that we want, right? But you are starting to build the type of relationship where what it is you've been looking for is starting to come to fruition. So there's a lot of satisfaction and growth and completion, at least moving forward towards completion in that relationship. Okay, lastly, we have the Ten of Hearts. The Tens are also very good. They signal complete completion. The Tens are about contentment. They're about joy, fulfillment, and having a very happy family. So it's a very good card to get. It really suggests like good fortune with your family or in that relationship itself. So those are the hearts. Now here's another thing I feel really that I need to say here. People have their own interpretation sometimes of numerology, okay? I shouldn't say sometimes. We have variations. So what I see as being the number two, someone might see it a little bit differently. You know, the same thing with the threes, fours, fives, and sixes, etc. So just know that you may be listening to this and thinking, oh, but I see sevens as a really great spiritual relationship. And then if that's true for you, then utilize that interpretation and be consistent moving forward. Don't deviate and don't ask everybody else what it means. When you start using cards to read for yourself, when you learn how to read, you are responsible for assigning a meaning to the card. And your guides will work with you Once you guys set up or establish a consistent meaning, then they know, okay, well, if I want to tell Deanna that she's about to meet a new guy, then I'm going to give her the Ace of Hearts because that's what it means for her. I hope that makes sense. I have a number of people, like I said, who will come to me and ask me for my interpretation of a card. And then they're like, but I read online it can mean X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Well, Jesus Christ, there are like various interpretations, right? So pick what works for you and always be consistent. Now, the other thing I want to say is that you can build depth on that meaning, okay? So you can make it even stronger if you want to learn more about what aces mean. You can still have your initial meaning, but you can do further research to, there's a word I can't even get. but if you want to, like I said, make that meaning a little bit more holistic, then you can do more research, but don't keep flip-flopping on the meaning of that card. Then it's like your guides will even get confused, like, well, I think it means this for her, but she said it could also mean this, or maybe it's this today. In other words, please be consistent and don't go to like 20 people asking them what it means, okay? All right, wonderful. I think I've had that experience for quite a long time, and it's always kind of bothered me. All right, so now we are going to actually move on to the clubs. Again, the clubs correspond to the wands. The clubs correspond to enterprise, hard work. They deal with opportunities. They're like, you know, mental, physical pursuits as well. The clubs have to do with law and legal matters, ambition, and reward. The element associated with clubs is fire. The planet associated with clubs is Uranus. Again, the tarot suit equivalent is the wands. And the section of medieval society that the clubs have to do with are the peasants. We're going to start this conversation off by talking about the Ace of Clubs. Now, the Ace of Clubs has to deal with potentially a new idea that you might have that's coming from above that will help you start, let's just say as an example, a new business. It can indicate a new job coming your way. It can indicate a success at even, you know, the new job that you're going to be getting. So the aces, again, are new experiences that you will be having in matters of, at least for the clubs, in the matters of usually work, industry, or enterprise. All right, let's move to the Two of Clubs. Now, the twos, I said before, the twos could be about choices, right? Making decisions. In this case, the Two of Clubs can mean choosing to stick with what you know already, or starting something new, venturing into a new enterprise, a new world, learning something new, taking a risk. So you can have to make a decision when, if you were to get the Two of Clubs, like, well, what are you going to do? What do you decide in this case? The twos also, again, are about balance. Don't forget that. There's always this running undercurrent of balance when it has to deal with the twos. So it could be balance when it comes to your job as well. And the last thing I would like to say, another added layer for the Two of Clubs, they can be about planning and preparation when it comes to your job. All right, now we're going to move on to the Three of Clubs. Now, again, the threes they're good. even though the Three of Hearts, you know, I told you there's that darker element of threes, the crowd. The Three of Clubs actually is about working together with a team. Because again, remember, the clubs are about your job, usually about some sort of enterprise, okay? So this could mean that you're working harmoniously with the team and that you guys become successful. You see the rewards of your hard work. Now, like I told you, the Two of Clubs are about making decisions sometimes, but this is you finally acting on that decision and then, yes, seeing the fruits of your labor, becoming a leader in the sense. Teamwork. Let's go to the Four of Clubs. Now, the Fours, again, I said, are about stability, about building that foundation. And the Four of Clubs really speak to that. They are about domestic harmony. It's like the success. After you've kind of gone through working with your team, and then you became successful because you made a good decision, you acted on it, you had a great team. This is really the fruits of your labor. It's being able to have some sort of domestic harmony, some sort of, what's the word? Like stability. After you've gone through all of, you know, all of the hard work, all of the teamwork, all of even improving your skills to some extent. All right, so now we're gonna move to the Fives. Again, the Fives are about challenges. They usually are about change, sometimes an unexpected change, unpredictable challenges. So they're tough experiences for all of us. In this case, the Five of Clubs are, yes, they're challenges that you're going to experience, but they're challenges with your coworkers. There's going to be competition with your coworkers to some extent. It doesn't mean that it's going to get down and dirty. It's just that you're going to experience some challenges there with your team. So know that if you did pull Five of Clubs and you've been asking about your job, somebody new could be hired that is going to challenge you, that you're going to feel is potentially like trying to one-up you in some way. However, again, Fives, if you can get through the challenge itself, if you can get through that competition in this case, then it will bring you something good. You'll get to experience spiritual and inner growth. How about that? That's probably the best way of putting it. Okay, let's move to the Sixes. The Sixes, again, can be about harmony. It kind of goes back to that whole caretaker, nurturer type of energy. So Sixes are usually very good energy, and in this case, it's the same. So the Sixes in this case are about achievement, victory, based on overcoming those challenges that you just had. It's always helpful to kind of look at the preceding card in that suit. So for example, in this case, yes, the Six of Clubs are about achieving success, overcoming that challenges, getting that reward, right? After, if we look at the preceding card, the Five of Clubs, after overcoming that challenge, utilizing that competition for you to be your best. Okay, the Seven of Clubs. Now remember, the Sevens, not necessarily the best. They do indicate some sort of problem, betrayal, or deception, something not necessarily going your way. The Seven of Clubs says, hey, you just did well. You succeeded, you achieved what it is you were trying to do, but now it's time to kind of stand your ground. You have to defend what is yours. You have to have strong conviction at this point because others are going to want to take you down. There are others who may have jealousy, who may try to deceive you, pull you off your throne, right, from doing well. I'm not saying this in an egotistical type of way. It's just that people become jealous and they want to quote unquote dethrone you, right? So this is also going to present some challenges to you, but it's important that you stand your ground and defend what is yours. Okay, let's move to the Eight of Clubs. Eights are interesting because usually when we just think of the number eight, we think of money, right? So for example, if you speak to your guides through eights, it usually means, oh good, some coins are going to be dropping into my purse to a certain extent. But the eights, at least here in this suit of clubs, They denote action of some sort, quick action, quick decision making. Again, if we come off the fives, that competition, that challenge, come off the six, we overcame it, come off the sevens, holding on to our conviction, standing our ground, defending what's ours. Eights can indicate, after all of that, some sort of unexpected decision that you're going to have to make, but it's a good decision. You have to be very clear. You're going to hit your target. And I like the saying, what is it? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. That's how this card can be essentially summed up. Something will happen, whether you get a phone call and there's an opportunity and you have to make a quick decision about it. They may give you a very short time, right? But you'll be prepared because you've already been through the challenges. You know what to do and you'll trust your intuition to make the decision. But you're going to have to make that decision very quickly and you're going to have to be very organized. Let's move to the nines. Now, wah, wah, that's how we can sum up the nines. In this case, in reference to the clubs, the nines are about endurance. They're about resilience. And if we have to endure, and usually resilience means being able to go through a lot of stuff and you're still standing after all of that, the nines kind of sum all of that up, right? They indicate that you've had some, you know, unexpected loss, some unexpected failure of some sort. However, this card says that you're enduring it. You're still standing. You're still going to go forward despite the losses that you've had. You've become really resilient. All right. And then the tens. The tens here are about completion after everything you've endured, right? You finally kind of see that material success because, again, the clubs are about really your job, okay, about work for the most part. The problem is, there is usually burden associated with the 10 of clubs. It can be that you're carrying the burdens of your job, of all the success that you've had, because maybe you don't necessarily trust everybody now to do their job. You're constantly working to make sure that things stay, you know, consistent, that you stay successful, that you stay at the top. It's usually a burden card. It's not negative, but it's like, yes, you've done well. Yes, you've overcame. Yes, you're at the top. But there is a lot of challenge to stay at the top. You may have too many commitments, too many obligations. It usually can signal the need to delegate and trust at some point. Whew! Again, the tens in this case, just a lot of responsibility. Okay, we have made it through quite a bit already. So we made it through two suits. The emotions and the fire, the action. So when we think about looking at the elements for the hearts, water, emotional, the clubs are fire. They're all about action and creation. That is fire. It is an active principle. All right. We are now going to move on to probably my least favorite suit, not only in this deck, but in the tarot, which is the swords. the element associated with the spades is air. And air is all about communication. It's all about the mind, the thought process. So again, if we begin and we look at the actual ace of spades, the aces are all about new ideas, right? It could be a new idea from above. It can also mean clear thinking, finally getting clear on a decision that you need to make. It's almost like that aha moment that you finally have, like an epiphany comes about something. That, I think, is the best way of summing up the Ace of Spades, right? You have a realization about something, or you have insights into a situation. That is really, I think, the best, in my opinion, the best definition.
you finally gain that clarity that you need for whatever it is you've been wondering. Okay, let's move on to the Two of Spades. Again, the twos are about decisions sometimes. And in this case, you are between a rock and a hard place. It's a very difficult choice, and the outcome is probably going to be hard regardless of what you do. So you either choose between your head or your heart in this situation. And that's really what the Two of Spades is all about. All right, so now we're going to move to the Three of Spades. Now, again, like I told you, the threes can be great and about celebration, but in this case, because the suit of spades is a dark suit, let me just say that, or it's a challenging suit. Whenever you get any of these cards, it's like, oh God. The threes in this case are heartbreaking. And this card in particular is all about heartbreak. It's about miscommunication, right? Because again, these spades are about the element of air, meaning all sorts of communication. If you get the Three of Spades, there could be a major misunderstanding that leads to a break of a relationship. Problems at work, if you're miscommunicating something, or if there's a misunderstanding between coworkers or boss and employee. Usually there is a break in a relationship of some sort. Again, it could be related to work or personal, but usually these are matters where you're going to experience some sort of heartbreak. Okay, the Four of Spades is actually probably the best in the entire suit of spades after the Aces, because the Fours are all about rest and recuperation. They are the time, it's the time that you need to recover from the heartbreak that you just endured. So it's all about recuperating, even taking that time to contemplate. All right, let's move to the fives. So the Fives of Spades, again, challenging times, right? But this one is particularly strange because it can have one of two meanings here. The fives in general for the spades can indicate that you're walking away from a situation that's no longer worth it to you. It's like you've kind of sat down, you reflected, you thought about it, and you decided it's not for you, whatever it is. However, the fives can also mean, and yes, they're all about adversity, okay? Anytime you see a five, know it's going to be hard. The fives can mean that you are also getting taken advantage of in some sort of way. Or, here's the shadow side, if you believe there can even be one to the fives, that you are the one who's taking advantage of other people. It's either or. Let's move to the sixes. The sixes here are interesting for the Six of Spades, because I told you before that the sixes do indicate harmony, that they're rarely negative, that they're all about the nurturing side, the caretakers, etc. But the spades kind of move away from that to a certain extent, meaning that the Six of Spades have everything to do with taking a journey. Whether this is moving on from a very difficult situation, and usually journeys are healing, and that is taking care of the self, whatever that journey might be for you. It can indicate a spiritual journey, like an inward spiritual journey. But sixes, the Six of Spades usually indicate moving on and taking a trip. Usually these are actual physical trips, some physical journey that you're actually going to be on. Moving on to a better place. All right, the sevens, not great. Again, sevens indicate problems, betrayal, deception of some sorts, and it definitely means that in this case. This means that somebody is going to deceive you. Someone's gonna steal from you. Somebody's been lying to you and you just have not caught on to it yet. There's a huge undercurrent of betrayal here. There's some sort of irresponsibility associated with this card as well, but there's just a lot of deceit and a lot of lying here. So if you get the Seven of Spades, is not for, you know, not foretelling something great. Let's move to the Eight of Spades. So the Eights don't get better. I told you before that in numerology, the eights can indicate like commitment of some sort, movement of some sort, but the eights here are different. The eights of spades have to do with self-imprisonment. You are trapped in the illusion of being imprisoned, or maybe you even feel stuck in your life, or you feel quite constrained to a certain extent. Again, I told you that spades are quite dark. There's a lot of feeling mentally stuck, a lot of feeling as if your freedom in some sort of way has been taken from you. But the aids are telling you it's all in your mind. It's self-imposed. Sometimes we're at a spot in our life where we feel stuck or we feel like we don't have a choice. This is saying it looks that way because it looks that way in your mind, but it's not necessarily true. You can make a choice here. So again, it's the illusion of being trapped or feeling even powerless in some situation. Okay. To go further down the rabbit hole of hell in this case, we have the Nine of Spades. And the Nines of Spades speak to having like a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry about something, feeling intense guilt. You may be experiencing a lot of nightmares as well. Not a good situation, but again, it's all in the mind, right? So the Nines get worse. And then the Tens, you're completely just defeated in this case. Just like I told you, it's like bad news, the worst suit to have to a certain extent, in my opinion. So the Tens are some sort of sudden misfortune that you're going to experience. It's like the ultimate defeat or even being retaliated against. They're not a great experience to have, but the good news of the Ten of Spades is that yes, you may have lost everything. You may have been completely defeated, super more than down on your luck, right? But know that after death comes life. It harbors a new beginning. It ushers in something even greater afterwards that you can't even imagine yet. So those are the lovely suits of spades. And then lastly, we're going to be doing the diamonds. So the diamonds correspond to the pentacles in the tarot. They correspond to the element of earth. So this has to do with prosperity, abundance, money. Also, I would say practical matters. So the diamonds, in a sense, they deal with the planet Jupiter, the section of medieval society that they're associated with are administrators and the merchants. I think that makes total sense. And also with the diamonds, they're about hard work. They're about perseverance. They're about finance and business. And the acquisition of wealth and power. So if we look to the actual Ace of Diamonds, they signal like a new project. They also can signal a new job. I told you that with the Ace of Clubs, it's the same thing here. But yes, this job will be a good job. It'll bring you quite a bit of abundance. Sometimes the Ace of Diamonds can mean that you're going to get a new home. Whatever it is, it's good news that's going to bring you some money. So we love the diamonds here. The Two of Diamonds has to do with the theme of balancing. It's like a juggling act. You're able to balance multiple tasks. So it can indicate the need to find a way to multitask all of the things that you're trying to do. Balancing multiple responsibilities. Okay, the Three of Diamonds is a good card. It does also signal like teamwork and you're working well with others. If you get a negative card, probably from the spades, associated with the Three of Diamonds, it could actually indicate that yes, there could be some there's a lack of harmony maybe within that team. And maybe you're not gonna work well together, right? Or there's a need to address that so that you can work well. Either way, when you get the Three of Diamonds, it means that after you work and collaborate with that team, you will be getting some sort of recognition from that. So it's a good card. The Four of Diamonds is interesting because it indicates that, okay, you did well, You got your recognition, you made your money, and now you are becoming, you have the mindset where you want to be frugal and put all the money away, but don't become too stingy. Do share the wealth. But this card can say, you know, yes, there may be a need to be frugal and to be responsible, but don't become a miser. It's usually known as the miser card. Like there's a sense of possessiveness to it, but it brings your attention to that so that you know, again, yes, share the wealth. The fives again are about challenges. And again, there's no change here. In the five of diamonds, it sucks. It's about job loss, losing a lot of money. It's about being like impoverished. It's serious hardships with your finances. It could even indicate destitution. It's financial adversity. And I will tell you, its equivalent in the tarot is not fun. And years ago, I used to get it all the time, and it was so true, sadly. And I hate when I get it for other people, because I know what that means, and I know how hard it is. The Six of Diamonds is actually a good card. It's a positive card. It has one of two meanings here, okay? It either means that, number one, everything that you've earned, everything that you've gained, you're actually helping other people. So you are spreading the wealth, that you are giving to charities. You're helping to lift up society by spreading some of the money that you've given. And that's great. So it speaks to your generous nature. Let's say that. It also can mean that, okay, I lost my job. I lost my money. All my savings is gone. And that you are going to be assisted financially. So you're going to be on the other end where somebody is giving charity to you to help you out. The Seven of Diamonds here is interesting because I told you that the sevens suck everywhere else. But here, it's actually not that bad. They mean that you are finally reaping what you've sown. Everything that you've done, after all the hard work, you're finally beginning to see like the fruits of your labor. What's interesting about this card is that, like most of the cards, there can kind of be like that darker aspect to the card, but it can mean that, okay, you've reaped what you've sown, you've seen the fruits of your labor, but you actually might be dissatisfied with that. And it may force you to kind of reassess things. That maybe what you thought you wanted, and you got it, you did all the hard work and you suffered for it, maybe it's not what you wanted after all. All right, if we do the Eight of Diamonds, the Eight of Diamonds here are, I say the Eight of Diamonds is the Apprentice card. It is another learning card. After everything that you've done, like I told you, you may be reassessing and not actually, maybe what you did was not what you wanted. Maybe what you did, you felt like you needed to do to gain respect in society, or it looks like the right path to take, right? The most logical path to take to get success. But actually, this signals like learning something new. You become the apprentice again. Perhaps you deviate and take a new path and you go back to school to learn something, and maybe it's more aligned with what you actually love and really wanted to do in the first place. The Nine of Diamonds, these are about prosperity. It's about having financial independence. It's about really being self-reliant. But either way, you've made a lot of money. So still, you're on that upswing where you've gained a lot, where you've increased your wealth, essentially. And then the Tens are great. Again, Tens are about completion here. And so you're financially stable, your family is financially stable. However, this card is interesting because either way, it's about success. It's about great wealth. You did a great job. You finally succeeded materially, right? But this can indicate that maybe it's the family business that succeeded as well. So that maybe you're working with the family in a family business and you guys have reached your pinnacle of success. Or you could have gained some inheritance, where now all of a sudden you have all of this great wealth. That was a lot of information. So take your time. If you're really interested in learning how to use these, I do recommend you go back and listen and pull out your deck and go over these cards and review. And now we're gonna move on to our court cards. And no, I did not forget. So the court cards in this case, they do represent people. It can represent types of energy, but for our purposes today, they represent people in your life or represent you. So let's move to the clubs. So you have the jacks, the queens, and the kings. So the clubs, the zodiac sign that associated with all clubs are Aries, Leos, and Sagittarius's. Why? Because they're fire signs. The jack of clubs usually is a young male. They're fiery, they're impetuous. These are the hotheads. They're very driven by their career. They're extroverted, immature. They can have a really bad temper. They have a lot of energy that they need to expel. But they are very driven and motivated people. They're probably, I would say, the most fun. They're exciting. They're very spontaneous. You may not know what you're gonna get, but how long will that last? Okay. The queens of clubs, again, fire sign female. It's an ambitious older woman. The queens and kings, older people in society, right? So she's super ambitious, very industrial. She's very down to earth. However, she also can have a temper and get very, very angry. The fire signs are hotheads, and she's no exception. She's older, so she's learned more, and she may know how to temper it better, but she can get really pissed off and act accordingly. The queen has a lot of creative energy, and she's highly motivated, and she's very, very self-assured. The king in this case, this is a creative male, also very ambitious, has a very strong personality, can be hasty, has a strong will, also an extrovert, very demanding, and can be very quick to judge people. So if you were asking about someone in your life and you don't know where they fell yet within the deck, and you asked your guide, okay, I want to know about Harry, just as an example, and then ask some questions about Harry. Well, if Harry is an Aries, a Leo, a Sagittarius, and he's older and not younger, then Harry's going to come out as the King of Clubs. That's your sign for Harry, and that will always be your sign for Harry. Okay? Same thing if you're asking about some friend, mother, sister in your life, girlfriend, and again, they're Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. Well, if they're older, then it's going to be the Queen of Clubs who comes out in your card deck. Okay, we are now going to look at the suit of hearts. So the hearts have to deal with Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. The Jack of Hearts, again, Jacks are younger males always. This is your Prince Charming, right? Your knight in shining armor, someone who's got great people skills. They inspire people, they motivate other people. They're super romantic and they're dreamers. They are very sensitive. They don't like criticism because they're sensitive or they don't take well to it. That's probably the best way. Right, very affectionate and very compassionate people. The Queen of Hearts, older woman, very empathic. She's a nurturer. The queens, because they're water signs, or the Queen of Hearts, because they're water signs, they're usually known as the intuitives in the deck. Very creative, very charismatic. They have supposedly the gift of sight. They can be a tad bit emotional as well. But again, has a good heart, compassionate. The King of Hearts is an older man, compassionate, very charismatic, empathic, intuitive. They have a calm temperament, very loving, and they have good social skills. All right. So again, anybody that you're inquiring about in your life, young male, older male, or older female, who's a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, will come out in the suit of hearts. We're going to move now to the suit of spades. The zodiac sign associated with spades, Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini, air signs. The Jacks are young males. They are very brave. They are very impulsive, aggressive. They have a tendency to act first and think later. They're super headstrong, but they have that fighting, that warrior spirit. They're a very dominant personality. The Queen of Spades is a confident older woman, doesn't like to show weakness, may look a little stoic on the outside, can be hard to read. Incredibly intelligent. However, they are harsh with their words. They are super critical. And again, similar to, I would say, the Jack of Spades, they may say something that they don't mean to put it a certain way, but they do. That makes sense. They may just, they have no filters. There we go. That's the best way of saying it. The King of Spades, older male, very stern, incredibly analytical, deals with the world logically, deals with facts. Very cautious, but can be incredibly argumentative because what? They're an air sign. And then lastly, we have the diamonds. The Jack of Diamonds is a young male. You know the term, or not the term, the saying, slow and steady wins the race. That sums up all of the diamonds pretty much. But that's the Jack of Diamonds, right? Can be looked at as an incredibly boring person, but grounded, practical. Someone, though, who enjoys their material possessions, because remember what the diamonds are about. They are about the accumulation of wealth. It's about abundance, prosperity. This younger person is very methodical. They're a planner. They're a hard worker. They may not be looked at as the most creative person, but they are definitely diligent. They get the job done. They take the tried and true path to get the results that they need. They are steady and the most reliable. The King of Diamonds, the Queen of Diamonds, she's resourceful. It's a resourceful older woman. She's very responsible, charitable, incredibly generous, a hard worker. Again, slow and steady wins the race here. Very practical and organized, can be seen as materialistic at times. Unfortunately, that's the darker aspect of the Queen of Diamonds. And the King of Diamonds is an older, mature male. Again, very reliable person, incredibly grounded. Very good at manifesting money. Might have a tendency to be a little bit materialistic, but they're a hard worker. And again, they're reliable. The zodiac signs associated with the diamonds are the Capricorns, the Taurus, and the Virgo. So I did want to read you some general rules of thumb when it comes to utilizing this deck to get a reading or give a reading. If most of the cards in the reading are red, supposedly the outcome will be, most of the outcome will be positive. If most of the cards in a reading are black, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. If there are predominantly a lot of spades, it indicates changes, obstacles, unexpected events. You're going to have to be very careful in those situations and very thoughtful. If you have a predominance of clubs, it's going to be a creative and stimulating period in your life. You could also have a lot of responsibility or take on too much responsibility and obligations. It could be a little tough as well. If you have a lot of hearts, of course, there's going to be a lot of laughter, a lot of joy and happiness and success and a lot of love and support. If you have a predominance of diamonds, it does indicate
something about your finances and business matters. It usually has to deal with the day-to-day of life, but to keep your mind focused on making sure that you take care of what needs to, of the necessities, let's put it like that. Don't neglect the basic parts of your life. Okay. And I think there was one more thing I wanted to tell you guys. I know this was a lot of information that I'm throwing at you, but I tried to actually write out some examples for you guys because I wanted to let you know how I would read a couple of situations. As you can hear, I'm looking through all of my papers. I did a ton of writing. If you're like me, you prefer to handwrite and you hate typing. Okay. Haha. Okay. Okay, I found it. So, I just kind of went through and pulled out some examples in terms of like how I would read a spread if I pulled these cards, just as examples so you have an understanding. So, I do prefer the three-card spread. You can always look at that as pulling past, present, future, or as the story is unfolding, which I think is great, a great way to utilize the three-card spread. So one example would be the Ace of Hearts. I pulled the Ace of Clubs, and then I pulled the Five of Clubs. So in this case, the Ace of Hearts would mean, okay, I'm about to meet somebody. That's the simplest way. It could be a new friend. It could be a new love relationship. But then next to it, I pulled the Ace of Clubs. So, oh, I'm going to meet them most likely at my job, right? Because the clubs are about work. And then the last card would be the Five of Clubs. Uh-oh, not so great, because that indicates there's going to be somewhat challenge or competition at my job dealing with this new relationship. That is exactly how I would read those three cards together. Another example, in this case, we have the Two of Spades, the Six of Spades, and then the Five of Diamonds as an example here. So let's say we have the Two of Spades, which means having to deal with a decision, make a decision, right? That's what the twos are about. And the spades are about the thought process, the mind, right? Communication. So I'm going to have to make some sort of difficult decision here. And the Six of Spades are about what? They are usually about moving on, taking a journey somehow, whether it's an inward journey or an actual physical journey. And then we have the Five of Diamonds. And the Five of Diamonds is what? Bad. Because again, fives are about challenges, and the diamonds have to do with your finances. So if I were looking at this together, I would realize, oh, I have to make a difficult decision that unfortunately is going to force me to have to move on from whatever this decision is. It's going to force me to take a journey that is going to lead me into a challenging situation. There's going to be a challenging outcome here. And it's probably going to be a really hard financial outcome. That's how I would read that. Now, obviously, I'd probably pick more cards for greater clarity in that case, because it's probably related to my finances. It's probably related to my job. But I would want to pull more cards in this case so that I would have more specifics there. But whatever it is, it's having to deal with making a very tough decision. And it could be even a tough decision about moving, because the Six of Spades, I told you, this could be a physical journey or you're moving on. So maybe it's a decision about having to move somewhere or being forced, unfortunately, to move, which could break the bank, could have financial repercussions. You guys, I really hope that this has been helpful for you today. Like I said, this is definitely a teaching and learning episode. And I know I just threw a ton of information, and I tried to reduce it and synthesize as much information as I could so that it was accessible and so that you guys could pick up the deck, go through this a few times, and begin to practice for yourself. Now, the very last thing I am going to say here is, what about a one-card reading?
that's always the best way to start learning any deck, is to start with, well, learning the tarot and learning this deck as well, is to start with one card. The way I would approach it, I would definitely mix my deck 100%. It doesn't matter if the card comes out reversed, we're only reading them upright in this case, so you can flip it. But as I'm mixing, I would definitely ask my spirit guide or whoever your guide is from wherever, what they felt you needed to know the most. And when you're done mixing, pull the card and look at the card. And then go back and listen to the episode, or if you're taking notes, go back and look at your notes and see what the message is for you. Okay? You will notice if you start using this deck every single day to pull one card, you will start to get that same one card a few times a week, because you already asked, what do I most need to know? What is the most urgent thing that I need my attention on, that I need my eyes on? That means if you see that card three times a week, you're gonna know by the end of the week what the heck that card means and what it's relevant to in your life, okay? If you do this every week, like every single day, every week for a few months, you're gonna know that deck inside and out. Okay, so it just depends on how much you actually really wanna learn the deck and learn how to use that deck. Whew, thank you for listening to this entire episode. I know, again, a lot of information, but I do think it would be beneficial to go back and learn numerology if you haven't. That will give you some greater understanding and give you more meaning to the cards that you pull. But also, as I stressed earlier, you guys, make sure that you assign the meaning you feel is right for you according to that card. Okay, so assign it to that card and then be consistent. Keep it. If you keep flip-flopping, it doesn't help your guides. Consistency is always key, whether it's this deck, whether it's an oracle deck, or whether it's the tarot. That's all they ask of you. Just make a decision and keep it. I hope this has been helpful, everybody. Thank you for listening, and please have a safe and a nice week. Take care. Bye-bye.